This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we're very pleased to go to Tokyo to our longtime colleague, Lance Gatling, a principal of Nexial Research, to help us understand the very dynamic news from Tokyo. Not only is the market moving up, not only has Mitsubishi Heavy been gaining, well, the first day was 11%, not only does there seem to be a spirit of risk and bounce in Tokyo, but Takeuchi Sanai, now the head of the LDP, the largest party in the legislature, and in train to become the first female prime minister of Japan. Why and how and when is the story. Lance, a very good day to you. Takeuchi Sanai was in a cabinet previously. She's associated with the late Mr. Abe, the prime minister who was assassinated. However, the question here for all of us is, who is Takeuchi Sanai that she would satisfy the term conservative in the LDP? And what does this mean, conservative, in Tokyo in the 21st century? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, Gordon. As I think I mentioned several months ago, there are an interesting group of people standing for the position that Prime Minister and head of the LDP, Ishiba, resigned. And now he still stands as the prime minister in order to not bring the government to a halt, but he's set the date that he's going to obviously leave. So there was a round of, say, seven people, and the son of the former prime minister, Koizumi, actually, and Takeuchi-san came out pretty close. One was a little stronger in the upper house and the other a little bit stronger in the lower house. But she won handily in the second round. She's 64 years old. She is sometimes seen as sort of a free spirit to the chagrin of liberals and people who hurl insults at the Japanese for all sorts of things regarding their version of conservatism. She was sort of a free spirit, a motorcycle rider, drummer in a heavy metal band, worked on TV, worked in a variety of things, and got into the Diet, lower house membership in 1993, I think it was, and has since been a politician. She's conservative in the sense that she has very clearly stated views regarding issues that are thought to be conservative in Japan. One is visiting the Yasukuni Shrine, the Shinto shrine that enshrines the names of a million war dead, men and women who died in the service of the empire. And it's seen by foreign powers that want to criticize Japan as some sort of revanchist calling back of the old spirit of controlling the world. And she just says it's something that I do to pay honor to these people. The controversy, primary controversy, is the Class A war criminals who were executed and then secretly enshrined in Shinto. Shinto mythology, Shinto lore, once they're there, they cannot be taken out of that list of names. And the former priest was a friend of mine, and he explained it to me. And he made it clear they wished they had never had that done. But once it was done, they didn't have the power to undo it. So those are two issues. She was also strongly for women married couples having one name. And what's an interesting twist is that she got married and she took the name of her husband, who was in a lower house himself, a politician. And they separated for 4 or 5 years, got back together. And when they remarried, he took her name. He has since had a stroke and is housebound, and she is a caregiver to him. But it's interesting to see how she's done that. And she's very clearly spoken. She speaks very sharply to points. persistent, doesn't raise her voice, but she makes her points. And of course, some of these points just drive liberals crazy. Right now, she has the very hard task of making a coalition, not only in the upper house, but the lower house, as the LDP has a minority position, even when bolstered with this long-term junior partner, coalition partner, the COMETO, the Clean Government Party. Which, by the way, is for same-sex marriages, wants people to be able to use two names in marriage. You don't have to change your name to your spouse's name, and is against riling feathers of the other Asian neighbors by visiting Yaskini Shrine. So this is how coalition politics works. They've stated publicly that unless she ameliorates her positions on these matters, they're going to take a good hard look as to whether they join. Then the problem is there's no minor possible coalition partner that can get them into a majority position. They could end up in the same position they had with Ishiba, which was a minority position in both houses, which is really weak when you need to get some sweeping legislation done. It's a very daunting task. And even today, you may recall that we talked about the Seisanto, the sort of populist kind of scattered policy grouping that showed up with about 14 people in the upper house. This is the season where everybody follows every possible footstep by any of these people. And she was just seen this afternoon leaving the offices of the Seisanto. So the question is she going to try to bring them into the coalition? And how does she keep the COMETO on side, as they have been since about, I think it's 1999.
Gordon, you have a question for Lance.
Lance, did I hear you say that she might not become Japan's next prime minister because she cannot cobble together a majority coalition?
I don't think I said that, but legally that is in fact possible if they could come up with an alternative. The law has a series of events that take place. By law, once Ishiba resigns his position, they have a certain number of days not very long, to make the vote, and the votes are immediately held, and then they're forced to make another vote. And you recall the last time this happened that Ishiba didn't even get plurality. He got a minority of the votes of the people that were there. The people would not vote for him. They spoiled their ballots or did something else as a protest. But his government stood, you know, for over a year, and he got a lot of things accomplished. So it is legally conceivable that someone else could become prime minister. It's probably not politically possible.
Lance, the thinking in general is, what is it? What's in it for us? That's in general what's going on in Washington now. What's in it for Washington, if anything, for Takeuchi Sanai to be the prime minister?
President Trump thinks it's a very great thing. Let me try to quote him here. He sent a tweet immediately, or a truth. I am very pleased. Oh, sorry. Japan has just elected its first female prime minister, a highly respected person of great wisdom and strength. This is tremendous news for the incredible people of Japan. Congratulations to all, President Donald J. Trump. Well intentioned, but not correct. She was in fact elected the head of the LDP. Right. Now the LDP has to build a coalition in order to make her the prime minister. They're two different things, and it's a common misunderstanding of how this actually rolls out. Interestingly, he made plans to stop here.
We have a minute. We have a minute, Lance.
Okay, he made plans to stop here before she was even announced as the head of the LDP, and I think they'll get along quite well. I think she's refreshing from a Japanese standpoint. If you're conservative bent, she's going to have the liberals pulling their hair out because she is in fact demonstrably conservative, and I think she'll mesh quite well with our President Trump.
Lance Gatling, principal of Nexial Research in Tokyo, on the possibility of Takeuchi Sanai being the prime minister to greet Mr. Trump in Tokyo soon enough. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,